Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast, the Toolbox Talk series. I'm Liam Scott and today we're focusing on one of the most important control measures in any laboratory environment, housekeeping. Housekeeping is a fundamental part of laboratory safety. Clean benches, clear labelling, correct storage and waste control are not optional extras. They are essential controls that directly reduce the risk of chemical incidents, contamination and injury. Under the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations, COSH, exposure must be adequately prevented or controlled. Effective housekeeping is one of the most practical ways that duty is met on a day-to-day basis. A lab that is not well maintained presents unnecessary risk. A well-managed laboratory does not. A safe lab starts before you begin work. Housekeeping begins before any task starts. Before setting up work, the laboratory area should be checked to confirm it is safe to use. This forms part of normal risk awareness and good lab discipline. Those checks should include containers being clearly labelled, no leftover samples or reagents, chemical bottles closed and correctly stored, benches free from clutter and residue, floors dry and free from obstructions, and equipment in good condition. COSH recognises that exposure can occur from environmental conditions, not just from active handling. If an issue is identified, it should be addressed before work begins. Starting with a clean, controlled area ensures you are not exposed to hazards left behind from previous activities. Tidy as you go, maintaining control during work. Housekeeping continues through the task, not just at the beginning and the end. During laboratory work, chemical containers should be closed immediately after use. Only required materials should be kept on benches. Spills should be dealt with promptly. Waste should be placed in designated containers. Benches should remain clear and organised. Many laboratory incidents occur during active work when benches become crowded and separation between substances is reduced. Maintaining a tidy workspace reduces the likelihood of knockovers, prevents accidental mixing, maintains visibility of hazards, and supports effective risk control. Consistent housekeeping supports safe, uninterrupted work. Housekeeping is recognised as a control measure under COSH. Good housekeeping reduces accidental release, prevents incompatible storage, limits contamination spread, supports effective use of PPE and engineering controls. Poor housekeeping undermines other safety measures. Even when PPE, procedures and equipment are suitable, a cluttered environment increases risk. Housekeeping maintains the effectiveness of all other controls in the laboratory. Protecting people and protecting the work. Effective housekeeping protects both personnel and scientific outcomes. From a safety perspective, clean surfaces reduce exposure, clear walkways reduce slips, trips and falls. Proper storage reduces reaction risk. And from a scientific perspective, clear labelling maintains sample integrity, clean benches reduces cross-contamination risk, correct waste control protects future work. A well-organised laboratory supports accuracy, repeatability and safety.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
End of task housekeeping, safe handovers. At the end of any task, the work area must be left in a safe condition for the next user. This includes disposing of waste correctly, cleaning or sending glassware for washing, wiping benches with approved cleaning agents, returning chemicals to the correct storage, removing contaminated PPE, leaving the area ready for immediate use. This is part of responsible laboratory practice and supports shared safety. Unlabeled chemicals, zero tolerance. Unlabeled containers are not acceptable in laboratory environments. If a container is unlabeled, the hazard cannot be easily identified, correct storage cannot be confirmed, safe disposal cannot be carried out, risk to others cannot be adequately controlled. COSH and CLP require substances to be clearly identified. Any unlabeled container must be dealt with immediately. If it is not labeled, it cannot remain on the workbench. Housekeeping and laboratory culture. Consistent housekeeping reflects a professional laboratory culture. When workspaces are maintained, it demonstrates respect for colleagues, control of risk, professional standards, and compliance with legal duties. Good housekeeping is one of the clearest indicators of effective laboratory management. Final thoughts. Housekeeping is a core element of safe laboratory operation. Clean, organized laboratories reduce chemical exposure, prevent contamination, protect experiments, and lower accident rates. Every action, tidying as you go, cleaning benches, labeling clearly, contributes to a safer working environment for everyone. That is what good laboratory culture looks like. That's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we'll be looking at emergency procedures and preparedness, safety showers, eyewash stations, spill kits and drills, and how laboratories prepare for incidents when controls are breached. Until then, thanks for listening. Stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.